This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Now, somewhere in an alternate universe, the Rhinoceros Party candidate for president in 1988 won that U.S. election in a landslide. And in that alternate universe, I'm sitting across from him right now, asking whether he was going to run for an unprecedented seventh term after the two-term limit was abolished due to that candidate's also unprecedented 98% national approval rating. In this universe, though, Bill Lee, or the Spaceman as he is affectionately known from his days as a Major League Baseball pitcher with the Boston Red Sox and Montreal Expos, is a resident of Craftsbury and is running for governor of Vermont in 2016 on the Liberty Union ticket. And Spaceman Bill Lee joins me in this universe and in our VPR studios. I am delighted that you are here with us today.
Oh, thanks for that introduction. As Mel Brooks said, it's good to be king.
I thought that you might appreciate that one.
Yeah.
Bill, I want to start by asking, why do you want to be governor of Vermont?
I actually didn't want it, but after reading Plato's The Republic again, and there's young Plato sitting at the knee of Socrates, and it basically explains in The Art of Governing that it's my responsibility to do this because we need change, and I'm the answer because I'm neither a Republican or a Democrat.
What are some of the issues that are important to you?
Mostly water. I'm a water guy, water keepers guy with Robert Kennedy Foundation. I try to save water. I see the pollution and the earth. I'm really not concerned about my constituents, the people of this state. I think we'll get along fine, but if we take care of the environment, it will provide enough jobs that we'll all be in the same boat together, and it'll be a clean boat and a clean lake.
What about some of the big problems like the opiate addiction, prescription problem, heroin abuse, things like that?
That's a big one, and I believe that was created by the designated hitter.
I knew the DH. Well, I have a DH guy, so we can have an argument about that.
I believe it created it because it formed specialization in America, which formed people that took physical education out of the system, and people got fat, they got slow, they don't have their own endorphins. My solution to that problem is to run preschoolers about 3/4 of a mile, kindergarten a mile every day before they go to class, and then put physical education back into our school system tremendously so you have a sound mind and a sound body and you control your emotions. As my dad said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
So you're saying these problems about opiate addiction, which is a serious thing, and I know you're taking this seriously, more a physical problem. They're not physically fit getting those endorphins, the natural high you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. That's exactly right. We're treating symptoms but not the problem. If you don't care the big problems, we're a small enclave. Vermont is not a state. It's a state of mind. It's a place where everybody wants to go. We are free. We have no signs. You have to stop and talk to people. You have to pick up people on the side of the road. I remember driving into Morrisville on a wintry day, and there were kids hitchhiking, and I pulled out, and I get out, and I'm all scruffy in my old car, and I get out with my beard and everything, and two of the kids jumped over the snowbank to get away from me. And then the third one goes, no, that's Bill Lee. My father said he's okay.
It's a good thing you've got the folks who were dads growing up at the time you were. They know who you are.
Yeah,
they
the kids. Kids didn't know who I am, but I'm benign. I'm a sensible answer in this day of strife.
We can say behind the scenes here, your wife Diana is having you not pound the table so much, which is fine.
Oh, it's good to be emotional.
Well, listen, that's why part of the reason I love talking to you so much, because we are getting the straight talk from you.
Thank you.
Now, I do want to ask again, I want to circle back a little bit to something more local. You live in Craftsbury.
Yes.
And I know that wind power has been a controversial thing up in the Northeast Kingdom. Not a lot of people are real happy with it. What's your view on wind turbine projects?
It's all this stuff to give carbon things to Connecticut and other states so they can burn more coal, and we're the one funding it. And all it did was take away our ridge line up there.
Well, if you were governor, would you put a moratorium on these wind projects?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because on the other hand, you know, you are a renewable sources guy. You obviously don't want fossil fuels.
I like little windmills. Like them. I want to design them that they go on your house, that spin around like art, and creates enough energy that it can heat your whole house. And that's how we're going to make our money, by being small. We're going to be a contained thing. We should be our own country.
You just came back from Canada, actually. You were on a Cuban-U.S.-Canada Goodwill baseball tour. What's going on there? This is a tournament for older folks, younger folks. Who's playing in it?
These are 13 to 15-year-olds, played on a big field. It's a good team from Matanzas. And I've been doing this for 5 years now, and we're up to 17 teams. Burlington actually got together and went to Havana and did it. And I kind of got them going. I did Hartford. We had another team come in from Holkeen, the Holkeen Dogs, another little eastern municipality, a province outside of Havana. So I'm doing this, and it's a great way. These boys are first time on planes, first time away from their family, and they'll take this back to Cuba, and it'll really invigorate a relationship between them and us, that we're not their enemy.
I think I saw a quote from you that said, if things don't go our way, if we get Trump as president, I'm out of here and I'll take Vermont with us.
Yeah.
Where would you go and how would you take Vermont?
Quebec. Along? We're gonna be an enclave. All of a sudden you divide. All you have to do is take away the line to the north. And then all of a sudden that line goes all the way down the border on the west coast, goes over the Connecticut River, down the Connecticut River watershed. It goes down all the way to the Massachusetts border, and that will be an enclave. We've got to associate with the maritime provinces because we can have free energy if we harness the tidal bore.
What do you mean harness the tidal?
The tides that go up 45 feet every spring. They fall every day, twice a day. All that is energy. That's foot pounds of water that are turning turbines under the ocean that are not being eroded because no oxygen gets to them. They last forever, and they create all the energy for the Northeast. Boom. We don't need windmills. All we have to do is harness the tidal bore.
There's already been a documentary made about your life, and it came out in 2006 called Spaceman, A Baseball Odyssey, but a Hollywood feature film biopic called Spaceman will hit the theaters. Mm-hmm. What do you know about this film?
I saw it.
And what did you think?
I was very uncomfortable.
Seeing depictions of you up on the screen,
yeah,
the young Bill Lee.
Yeah, I was very uncomfortable. The chair was poor. I was sitting in a very bad chair, and
I was
right in the front row.
I thought you meant I was uncomfortable seeing myself on the screen. No, you said the chair was actually uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was terrible. They were cleaning up around me. It was Expo Fest. At Expo Fest, and it was dismantling. It was like a Mel Brooks movie within a Mel Brooks movie. But the funny thing is it starts out with him cooking in the duplex that I lived in Montreal, but it's not Montreal, and he's making buckwheat pancakes, and he's sprinkling marijuana on them, which I never did.
Done. So that's a myth.
It's a myth.
Okay.
It starts out as a myth.
You're debunking.
And as they pull back from him, all he's wearing is an apron. He's buck naked. It's hilarious, and it's pretty actual. It does tell the story of how I love baseball, tried to get back into baseball, and all the doors were shut in my face.
Does the film get into your years with the Red Sox and especially that infamous season of 1978 where the manager then, Don Zimmer, basically buried you in the bullpen for that latter half of the season when the Yankees came back and forced that one-game playoff?
There are little depictions of it, but it is in comic book form. They've made it kind of like a little Japanese movie. They've got a lot of artificial stuff in it with some live action stuff. It jumps around. It's a modern movie. It's supposed to be like Slapshot, like The Big Lebowski. They're trying to do it like that. I think if they had consulted with me, I could have had a lot more funny stuff in there.
I know you're a big fan of bringing baseball back to Montreal. Are you involved in any efforts to make that happen?
Yes, I'm very involved. You have to have an American League East team in Montreal because you will bring all these Red Sox fans three times up to Montreal. And then they have to drive through the state of Vermont three times. And when they cross the border, we're going to hang them up by their ankles and shake all the loose change out of them, and that'll pay for our roads.
And we'll get a great rivalry going between the Red Sox and the Montreal Expos. Would you call them the Expos, by the way, if you brought them back?
I call them the X-Rays.
The X-Rays? Oh, I love it.
Because we're bringing them up from Tampa.
There you go. That would actually work out perfectly. I want to circle back yet again. You're a Bernie Sanders fan.
Yes.
You said you've been watching this election closely. Where do you fall in the camp of, you know, there are these folks now call them Bernie or Busters who say, look, I am never going to vote for Hillary Clinton no matter what. What's your view of that?
I'm so worried because they have enough influence to be Ross Perot, and I believe they want Trump to win. That's the scary thing because it'll push the revolution faster. Who could possibly believe that a guy with a show that says you're fired has the potential to be president of the United States?
So you may not be the biggest Hillary Clinton fan, but you do believe that you'd rather have her president win this election?
Almost definitely. Okay. It's all about the Supreme Court. If we don't get in, the Supreme Court and Citizens United will not be repealed, and money will start flowing back into the campaigns. Even though Hillary is part of that problem, she is the lesser of two evils.
And we got to say that you are speaking to me now. You're in full uniform.
Yeah.
You've got your, that means you're pitching later today?
in Waterbury, a makeup game down in the town field.
And these are the senior leagues we're talking
about. Senior leagues would be 35 and over. You got to be 45 over and pitch.
How do you do it? You're 70 years old. Are they going to have to drag you off the field? I mean,
yeah, drag's a good example. I bring in a draft horse, hook it onto my ankles, drag me out, take me in the river, and let the fish eat me.
And so it goes. Former Red Sox great Bill Lee also pitched for the Montreal Expos and is running for governor of Vermont this year on the Liberty Union ticket. I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me. Love this state. I could have lived anywhere in the world, but I picked Vermont.